Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today is going to be packed with encouragement about how you need to participate in the process of God turning this nation back to its Judeo-Christian foundation. Isn't that exciting? Have you heard of POTUS before? The word POTUS, well, it really stands for President of the United States. But God has established, and he launched it early on, the prophetic order of the United States to be in agreement and to decree and to proclaim what God is doing. We have to proclaim. If we don't proclaim, it's not going to happen. And as a matter of fact, Frank Amedia, he is the one the Lord kind of touched to be able to do this. And you can find out more right now. We're going to go right to Frank Amedia where he's talking. He's Pastor Frank Amedia. And God just laid this on his heart. And today we're going to build this out. What does this POTUS shield that God is putting up over this nation, over this presidency? Take a look.
I'd just like to bring you up to date with some things that are happening that are both manifesting here in our government, around the world, and also in the kingdom and in our spiritual realm. Of course, we know that everything moves and shakes from the spiritual realm down. And so what we see happening here never surprises God, nor should it surprise us. We as POTUS Shield, we're on the front line. We're a spearhead. And so we're wanting to discern what God is doing, and we're not ashamed or afraid to prophetically announce it before it happens, or to be reactive, whatever the Lord has. We're here to serve God, not our own ambitions, not our ministries. The Lord was speaking to me this morning, even as I was asking him for guidance and leading. And next week, I'm honored where I'll be taping several programs with Jim Baker in Branson. And at that point, the Lord said, I'm going to release another shaking and moving announcement. The last time I was there was when I released that Haman would hang on its own gallows on election eve. And this, of course, was right after all of the polls were showing that Trump was not going to make it. It was 1 month before the election. And I had already announced in June of that year that he would win by a landslide in the Electoral College. And that on a secular program on Fox News with Alan Combs. So now the Lord has said to me, son, I'm going to have you release something. And I already know the gender of what it is, and it's about a shift in the kingdom of God. God is going to shift where no longer will people be pursuing the glory of God in specific locations. It will no longer be geographical. It will no longer be according to the notoriety of the person. Otherwise, you will not be pursuing somebody who ministers in the glory of God so that you could have an experience in the glory. But instead, there's a fresh pouring out of the Lord from the heavens above of a double portion of the Elijah Spirit to move in the glory of God and walk in the glory at all times. The glory is the essence of God. The glory is who God is. It's not about an experience. It's not about just a place. It's about he and you, you and him. And it is by his glory that we are made like him in his image. God is glory. So now is the release of that prophetic time, even as the prophet said, when the whole earth would be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. It is time for you to receive the knowledge of the glory working in you and through you, so that everywhere you go, you walk with the glory of God, because you are the glory of God. You are recreated in his image. Jesus said, Father, give them the glory that I had with you always, so that they may be one, even as we are one.
This is so exciting. It's just an alignment. When the Lord spoke to me early on, we began to plant the VFN Dream Center on the Gulf Coast, and God began to speak to me about this. The very first revelation that God had me lead out with is, the glory of the Lord is upon you. He's anointed you, that you are children of the light, and it's time for us to shine the light that God has given us. As a matter of fact, that's what we talk about on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. He's called us to be the light of the world, and he's talking about no longer having to run after men. You know, understand that Christ, if you're a Christian, Christ dwells in you. It's for to explore the kingdom of God within you and pray and ask God to say, God, reveal your glory to me. As a matter of fact, he talks about that the secret is the glory of God in us, is the hope of glory for others. And so it's within us, and begin to just move in that. And so this prophetic order of the United States, POTUS Shield, is being established. And he talks about here, this is what Frank Media talks about here, he talks about how President Trump has a breaker anointing. I want to say this. October the 3rd, or right at the beginning of October, the Lord spoke to me when I was on a sabbatical. In a time of seeking him, he told me that, he showed me, literally showed me that President Trump was going to be in the United States, in the White House, that he would win the presidency. You know, I sought counsel with a couple of people, and they advised me not to, to put that out on the air. But the Lord clarified to me that he would be there, that the people of America would get the White House back again. And he showed me the people coming and going just like it is today. And that the president would be the friend of the church. And we're seeing that take place today. I've never heard a president speak more about God and the glory of God and the need for God and God protecting us than hearing President Trump and what he's declaring. All, even over in Poland, he's saying that. But listen, he is he has a breaker anointing. And so you notice when he shows in all this miry, clay and this, swamp and this, just strongholds in Washington, D.C. The Lord told us through a prophet, Brett Holderbaum, that a wind was going to be coming through Washington, D.C., and it's going to tear down all these idols, and God's going to follow that through with a new wind, a new refreshing wind coming over Washington, D.C., that D.C. is a house of cards, and God told me that D.C. is a house of cards, and that it's going to fall, but it's going to be mowed over. Another man, another lady heard that God showed her that, that there's going to be a bulldozer going through D.C. Though that breaker anointing is on Donald J. Trump. Let's hear what Pastor Frank Amedia had to say about that. Take a look.
So now, focusing here on our own country and what's happening politically and what's happening around the world, we should not be surprised. For example, don't expect that this president is going to walk into a time of utter peace in this country. He has a breaker anointing. I had pronounced back in 2015 that this man was raised with a breaker anointing. My dear friend and brother Lance Wallnau had expressed that he had this anointing to come forth to break things up as well, and others had seen it. So it is, he cannot be raised for any other reason. It is by design that when he opposes something or when he is put into a situation, it is to shift it and to break it and to churn it. And so what we're seeing is this churning in every level. And yes, don't underestimate the man. He's brilliant, but he also moves according to this realm of what God has given him to do. We thank God that he's put with him a man like our Vice President Pence, who's grounded in the Word of God and walks with a Christian maturity. But at the same time, he too is being challenged by this because it's so different than what he's been raised into, but yet he sees God in it.
We're seeing this very thing take place, and you're noticing that for years, the majority that's in Congress right now, they declared and they shamed the previous president, President Barack Obama, and they told him, you need to stop this American Affordable Health Care Act. They called it Obamacare. You need to stop it. We need to end it. Well, look, they have total control, and they haven't ended it. Why? Because of this stronghold, this thing that needs to be broken up, and God's saying he's going to break it up. We're going to be talking about this POTUS shield, this prophetic order of the United States, that God's going to begin to hear our agreement with what he's doing. If we will proclaim it and we'll decree it, then God will shift us back to our Judeo-Christian values. This is so interesting, isn't it, John?
It's powerful. You know, this is our moment to stand with the president, but also to stand for our nation. As believers, we have this responsibility to pray and to be united in prayer.
And it's not as much as standing for our president or God's plan over God's our plan. Country. And he just happens to be lining up with God's plan. I mean, outside of God's touch, he wouldn't have made it in the election.
Right.
But God just shifted everything, and he's walking out his steps. He's got that breaker anointing. You can see it. It doesn't matter what it is. He's not intimidated by anything.
No.
It doesn't matter. He dances around a sword in Saudi Arabia. He goes to the Western Wall and lays his hands on it and prays, the first president to be able to do that. And goes to the Pope and begins to have a discussion with him and brings the Pope recently into a conversation with the child that the government healthcare was trying to say in Great Britain that they would end the life of the child. It was time to unplug him and the child to die.
Wow.
And he comes out and says, well, me and the Pope are in agreement. We'll take this child on in America. Y'all don't have to kill this child. I don't know if you heard about that, but that's going on.
Wow,
yeah.
Amazing.
Because it's state-run health care, the doctors can tell you whether you're going to live or not. And so they decide this child doesn't need to live anymore. And so they appealed it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court in Great Britain, and the doctor's case won. And the parents, who had has $1.2 million raised to be able to get health care for their kid to come to America, they said, no, just kill the kid.
Just kill the child.
Just kill the child.
Amazing.
And so things are shifting because the president just stepped up. He's a breaker anointing. He's going like, don't kill the kid. And now a couple
hospitals.
We can
do this.
We can make America
great again.
Great again. Well, you know, there's so much opposition going on. And this makes sense if you understand that, you know, God is wanting to break it up. So when God begins to come and deal with things he wants to deal with, all of a sudden, just like Jezebel's prophets, all these things just rise up and they begin to do they throw everything in the kitchen sink at you.
Starts manifesting, right?
Literally, they're throwing multi-billion dollar industries at this president, and they're losing everything. You know, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News. I mean, everybody's losing. I mean, even President Bush just said recently to one of the journalists on NBC, he says, well, you don't matter anymore.
Yeah,
because
you used to be relevant.
And they're just killing themselves, you know, destroying their companies,
right?
You know, because of this. And you're looking at, well, it's being broken up, the breaker anointing. So this opposition's coming up. So don't let the opposition turn you down or depress you. Realize they didn't act like this before. You know why? Because they weren't being broken up by the breaker anointing. So I want you to listen to what Pastor Frank Amedi is saying with the POTUS Shield Ministries. And we are going to go to hear this prophetic word released on Jim Baker's television show. But first, we want to hear about the specific opposition, how to respond to it. And realize they're panicking. They don't know what to do. You can't figure this man out. It's because he's his own man. He hasn't been bought by anybody. He doesn't owe any kind of party anything or any kind of business anything.
And you've been watching VFN TV. This is something you've been sharing. We've been discussing for quite a while.
Right.
But, you know, others are declaring it. They're seeing it as well.
Right. And he's talked about the Haman situation, the comparison.
Yes, which you brought up and you shared not too long ago.
Yes. And when in October, the Lord talked to me about that. You know, everything the enemy has built for the good folks in this country and for the Constitution and to take it down,
right,
to take our economy down and all these different things, Israel down, it's all being used now to take them down.
Right.
It's the opposite. So just celebrate. Realize the whole nation and world's being shifted right now because of God, because of what God is doing. And the one to embrace is God. Don't embrace a man. You honor a man, respect a man, but embrace God because God's doing this stuff. So here's Frank a media talking about, you know, this opposition, this negative twist that's going on. Don't let it twist your faith. Listen up.
We need to understand that it's obvious where some of the opposition's coming from. And notice I emphasize the word some. It's coming from what we have put into one category as the left. And with this, we also say the left media. And so we see all of these polls that shows that certain media outlets have given 93% negative news covering of this administration, 80% negative news covering. And we can have come to expect that there's going to be a negative twist on almost everything we hear and see coming out of Washington. But don't be surprised. Yes, it's coming from the left. And yes, we have two opposing parties. The Democrats are never going to step aside and tolerate what he's doing and just say, this is for the betterment of the country, because we have political forces opposing. And so they're going to continue to throw out words such as collusion and Russian politics and we must impeach, etc., etc. That's not going to stop. We need to pray up a shield and believe God to move forward. And where there is things in darkness that need to be exposed, let them be exposed, however the chips may fall, knowing that God is requiring a new accountability in our government. And we haven't had this accountability for a long time. Let us not be those that are in any way deceived to believe that the 8 years prior were done with transparency. We're seeing more and more that it was manipulation, that it was politics working at 110%. But let's go further than that. What about the conservative base? What about the base that held on to power, even in the Republican Party and with the prior Republican administrations? Some of those old guard are still there, and they don't want to let go. And don't be surprised when it comes out in the light, and we're going to declare it prophetically that it must come out in the light, that they're working as hard to oppose this president.
This is so important, because if you don't understand, this means the end of them,
yeah,
not a beginning. You can be, there was a season in America where you could listen to the news and you could believe about, you know, 60% of it.
Sure.
You know, earlier on, it was really a news company.
It was responsible journalism.
Well, corporations bought them out.
Yeah.
And once corporations bought them out, that's probably you that own that in your stock portfolio for your 401k.
Yeah.
And so people
demanding profit.
They demand the bottom line to go up. And yeah, so that's commercials. And so whatever sells commercials.
If it bleeds, it leads, right?
Right. That's why CNN is doing it specifically. According to one of the reporters, allegedly, that was called on tape, was saying, this is all about advertising. We're getting the best audience we've ever had by saying things that are unfounded and untrue.
Amazing.
You know, allegedly, according to this particular whatever reporter it's called.
Right.
But, you know, so it can be discouraging if you don't understand that. But I mean, think about this. When God was about to turn Israel back from Jezebel and Ahab and all these Baal and Asherah, everything but God was going on in Israel, you know, the apple of his eye. And so he's going to turn it around. Well, what happened was Mount Carmel. I mean, you had, at the peak, they had false prophets, they had false leaders, they had all these things going on, and they're burning incense, shouting out to Baal, and cutting themselves. And
it's amazing how this thing continued to happen all the way to the end. There was no sign of reprieve.
Yeah.
They didn't cave in.
They really believed.
They really believed this.
They believed their own press.
Yeah.
And so what you have now, you have all these prophets of darkness, these ones that are prophesying lies. And that's what they were doing with Jezebel's prophets. They were just prophesying lies. If you prophesied the truth, she wanted your head, right? And Ahab wanted your head.
Yeah.
And so they were prophesying things that aren't necessarily true. So maybe some truths in there. You know, a half-truth is a full lie, you know, if you're not telling the whole thing. And so when you look at that it's just like that. You know, what came, let me tell you what happened. You know, after they finished all that stuff on one side of the mountain, all of a sudden, fire came from heaven on the other side of the mountain. God responded. But God wanted all the people to be looking that way. So when he showed himself mighty, they would know that he is God of Israel.
Wow.
He said, it was like, choose who's going to be God.
Kind of reminds me of this 10 plague situation with Pharaoh. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you needed 10 signs to realize this is God doing this thing. So you better pay close attention.
Speaking of that, Bill Hammond's going to be talking, it's confirmation what Bill Hammond's saying. But so these particular, not only is that taking place, that this deep state, this hidden, the people that you're paying their salaries, state employees, federal employees, they're actually undermining our president and our leadership that you chose, the majority of America chose, and they're sending out state secrets and leaking them rapidly. And it is a crime, but one thing it's doing is damaging their own country.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, listen to what Frank Amenio had to say about that. Amenio had to say about that.
There are leaks that are coming from that old guard as well as the left old guard. And we want to declare in the name of the Lord that those leaks must now manifest, and that those forces of leak, those people that are leaking, shall come to the forefront and shall be held accountable and stopped in Jesus' name. What I'm saying to you is the opposition is as strong from the old guard conservative base, even those who call themselves Christians and love the Lord and think maybe they're serving God in what they're doing by mixing it with him and not hearing the word of the Lord for the radical change that he has proclaimed upon this government and the kingdom of God. God even shall challenge them now. We must pray that this president, this administration, and this Congress no longer be held in bondage of old conservative Republican guard, nor shall they succumb to the leftist new guard, and a lot of it which is anarchist in its degree and socialistic in its degrees. So we've exposed it, we say it in the Spirit, and we ask the Spirit of God to not only expose it, but to pull down these strongholds and to release these bondages and tethers from our president, from our vice president, from our Congress, from our Senate, and even the Supreme Court.
Even the Supreme Court. Now, I want you to hear this. Not only are these leaks going to be dealt with, and really they're telling on themselves because there's a track. You can track back to
everything is traced. Everything is traced.
And so, guys, even speaking over the Supreme Court, we got one Supreme Court justice, but they're talking about three. I'd say three, wow. If not five, but definitely Frank Amedia saying the Lord told him three would be replaced, which is part of the key element of turning America back to its Judeo-Christian values. Take a look.
We have proclaimed and prophetically determined before that the Lord said there would be at least three seats. Some of my brothers and sisters are hearing from the Lord five seats. I can believe with them what I heard him say to me. And this even on November 9th, right after the November 8th election at 3:30 in the morning, he said, point to the Supreme Court. I'm going to change the laws. And I want to remind us what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be praying for all of those laws that are against the precepts of the doctrines of Christianity in this country, our Judeo-Christian doctrines, be challenged. And so he said, tell the lawyers, bring the cases forward. Tell the states, bring the cases forward. Tell my people, bring the cases forward. And as they move through the court system, they will find a Supreme Court that God has transformed and put back in place that we can renew the laws of this land as one nation under God. So we declare and say, bring them forth now in Jesus' name. Let the courts rattle, let them roll, let them shake, and bring these words up forward to our Supreme Court. Keep the Supreme Court in prayer, and let us believe God for radical and quick change, even now in this first season as we move forward.
This is so important to stand with Jay Sekulow, America Center for Law and Justice, and the other organizations that have been around for quite some time, because they're the ones that are going to be bringing these cases before the Supreme Court. We need every case to make it up to the Supreme Court, because the local judiciary branch, a lot of it has been turned over because they put wrong judges in different places that have an unbiblical, unconstitutional view of the country. This is Pastor Frank Amedia on Jim Baker's show, releasing that prophetic word that he spoke about in the beginning of this program. Let's go there now.
What happened was November 8th, if you recall, I was telephonically on your program. We were talking about what was going on. Yeah. I shared with you that the Lord had already told me that the election wasn't going to be decided November 8th, that it would go over into the morning. I said, relax, everything's fine. We're going to still win it, and we're going to win it by landslide. Remember in June of 2016, I was on Alan Combs' Fox News program. He brought me on because it sounded like he could make fun of me, and I was crazy. And so they said the tsunami pastor is the liaison for Christian policy for Trump, and so he brought me on. But what happened was I released the word of God into his foot, which had been, he had torn his Achilles, and God healed it. And so he didn't know what to do. And so then he said to me, we went off the air, and we came back on, and he shifted it. And he said to me, so you think Donald Trump is going to win? I said, no, you're wrong. He goes, oh, you don't think that? I said, no, I know that. And I said, you understand there's a declaration and a decree. God has declared it. I decree it. It's done. Yeah. And so then he said, so how do you think he's going to win? And I said, he's going to win by a landslide of the Electoral College. And he said to me, if that happens, you're a miracle. And he said, and I'll have you back on. Well, we know he died after that. And I don't think it's, you know, I really liked the man.
The shock didn't kill him, did it?
Well, I hope not. But unfortunately, he got a disease that took him over very quickly. And he's such a good man. I really enjoyed him, and God was there. But what I'm sharing that with you was, so then I'm on your program. And the next prophecy I release is that Haman will hang on its gallows election night, and went down in detail compared to the book of Esther how Hillary was going to hang and all of that on that night. First of all, we understand in Esther, it's talking about the Persian Empire of that time. And that was not a small empire. That empire went all the way from India to Ethiopia. That's a globalism. That is globalism. And Jerusalem was but a small outpost in that empire. But there was one man named Mordecai, and he had this niece that he had inherited because her mother and father had died, named Esther, and he kept Esther secluded. And so what happened was you had this spirit of Haman come up. First of all, God did something. Mordecai was sitting there where? At the gate of the city. He was there, it says, with the chambermen, the guard, the president's guard, the king's guard, and he overheard a plot. And he overheard two of them saying that we're going to kill the king. And he very stealthily had this introduced back to the king. And when he checked into it, he determined it was truth. And he was able to get out of that plot. So Mordecai had some favor. But Mordecai had a breaker anointing, but he preserved Esther. She had the spirit that God was going to use at that time to penetrate the king's court, which was impenetrable. But then we understand that Haman ended up coming up in this spirit, in this place of favor, and he was looking to become the number two man in the kingdom of God. And in that place is when Haman began to grab his root. And the king said, bring Vashti, my queen. He had the lust of the flesh, but she had the lust of the pride. And she said, I'm not going. He just wants to flaunt me. And she wasn't prepared. And as Aveda said to me, she didn't fast and pray. She was being used and she took a cause, but she took the cause without the anointing of God. And because of that, she was dethroned. And Haman used it as his point to stand up with all of the princes. And he spoke out and he made it a cause, listen to me, against women, using women against women. Wow. And so then the edict came out and it said, summon the virgins and go throughout the place and bring me all the best virgins. And there's going to be a beauty contest and the king's going to decide who it is. And then finally, Mordecai released Esther into this beauty pageant. And when she went in, the favor of God was upon her because of the breaker anointing that was upon Mordecai. But Haman, he used his office to declare the destruction and the genocide of the promise of God, the Jews. But he did it, listen to me, with pay to play. He went to all the princes and he got the edict from the king that said, we will fill your treasuries if you will play with what the king has to do. I will give you access. I will give you, and king, I will fill your coffers with their money. And then the king said, oh, go do that. It sounds good. And it was the edict against the Jews. But Mordecai went to Esther, who had already been embedded and implanted in that place. And he said, listen, this is the time. And if you don't do this, God's going to do it somehow, but you and your house will have no part in it. So Esther finally came forth, and now it came time, and Haman had already won the election in his mind. She called the Jewish people to an Esther fast, 3 days, 3 nights, no food, no water. Not only just to bring forth what God had already said, to break the strongholds and to accelerate and fuel the breaker anointing. Haman celebrated. Haman announced it. He built the gallows. Listen, the polls say Trump's dead. He can't come back. It's already done. The polls are too much. You've got all these different states being done, but God isn't finished.
That's right.
God isn't finished.
That's right.
And the spirit of Haman is not only being exposed, it's being judged right now in this nation and in this country. And the Lord says this. He says, if you will fast and repent, if you will come to me, and if those who are called by name will come out and stand for what I've done, I will hang that spirit of Haman in its own gallows.
Oh, wow.
And God has put the bride of Christ with the spirit of Esther in the place right now to stand up, as this man said, and to resist. We are called to resist. And the breaker anointing has put us in that place where we can make a difference. We have a clear choice. But it's time not only to just expose the spirit of Haman, but to destroy the spirit of Haman. You see, I believe that God gave us this opportunity. Yeah, we've got an uphill climb. It's called to get that neck of Haman right at the noose of the gallows so we can pull the trigger and let it go. And the next day, as I was on the plane leaving you, I began to pray for that. And the Lord said, don't you pray anymore. Your assignment's done. This is done. Now, remember, the humbling hadn't happened yet. So I was holding on.
So you're looking at right here that was October 2016 when the Lord spoke to him, and the Lord also spoke to me and others, but I don't know if they did it in October, is when God spoke to me and told me that he would be president and that he would be a friend of the church. But listen, of all the things, talking about Vashti versus Esther, I think about the Democratic National Convention, and they had Bishop Vashti speak over, it was the leadership speaking over the DNC. Let's go back and look. This is Vashti speaking over the whole party. Take a look.
I am pleased to give our full support and endorsement to the report of the Credentials Committee. On Sunday, the Credentials Committee adopted the recommendations contained in the committee's report. Consideration of this report is the first order of business for the 46th Democratic National Convention so that delegates and alternates here today can be officially seated. I am so pleased that you are all here to join in this historic moment.
You think about it, and then we have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu come to Congress during Purim. Purim represents when they were fasting and praying and Esther was in the place. Mm. And all of a sudden, that was Vashti, correct, that's what happened. But then Esther came, and things began to shift. So you wanted to see that firsthand. So this now is Franca Media speaking about the POTUS shield, which is the prophetic order of the United States prayer shield. You can be a part of this. This is him speaking and launching it on Jim Baker's television show. Take a look.
And the Lord said, this is the assignment. I want you to run with it now. And he began to give me names of people to call to become part of the apostolic prophetic council and to speak to the name POTUS. I said, Lord, then this is deeper than President of the United States. He goes, yes, I'm raising a prophetic order of the United States, POTUS. And he said, the voice of the prophet will never be quenched again in this nation unless the prophets don't speak. And I said, wow. So you were part of that birthing.
Amazing.
And I'm telling you, as we're here over the next few days, God is about to release a prophecy for you in this place, in this ministry that's linked to Habakkuk 2:14. It's going to rock the world, but we'll save that. In the Supreme Court, even in Congress and the legislature, and even in some of our trade and commerce in the nations, and then we declare and decree it, and we pick up the momentum, and then we see it on the news. About a week or 2 weeks later or a month later. It's like God is using this shield. And of course, we pray a shield and put a shield of apostolic power over the president and his family, the vice president and his family, the administration, over the Supreme Court. That's why in that night, in that morning, November 9th, I released a prophecy on the Supreme Court. I said, we all know there's going to be one shift and one change, and that will be a godly person. But there's going to be a second one in the first season. Not the first term, in the first season, and now it's coming out that there's a Supreme Court justice that's probably going to retire. Well, usually if you follow the Supreme Court, that's a way of paving the way that he is going to retire. Mm-hmm. But the Lord named a third one, and he said there's going to be three, and we named her not bad. It's good because he said, I'm going to have an encounter and move with Justice Sotomayor. And so we've been praying for her that God is going to transform and move in her life and bring her back to the roots of her life.
Yeah.
And we know that the Lord said there's going to be a shift in the Supreme Court.
Now is that all, the vision that God gave you about the court?
Yes.
That there'd be changes. Now, what about what's going on right now? You know, the last few weeks we've seen, here's the headline right here.
Yes.
High Court reinstates Trump travel ban.
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty big.
They said
guys.
That wouldn't happen. They thought they were going to win in the courts.
That's right.
But he knew, he had it in his heart. He said, when we get to the Supreme Court, we're going to win. Because he knew the integrity of the Supreme Court. And it could come apart. And by adding the new member and some more, perhaps.
This is so exciting. This is so many answered prayers. It's the mercy of God. If you want to embrace anybody, embrace God, for the Lord has done great things, and he's wanting us now to begin to decree it and to speak it out. Don't get in agreement with all the twisted, false media, fake news, all that kind of stuff. Just doesn't matter. That's a death spiral that you're seeing take place. You know, their audience is going down. Their company's going down.
Their influence is going way down.
Nobody believes them, but they know it's like their last stand. They know that, when we said this early on, before all this started happening, that they're turning the lights out on that media anyway, because a new form of media is coming out. And you're watching part of it with VFN TV. Listen, we get back from this break. We're going to hear from Bill Hammond. He's a prophet. As a matter of fact, he was a prophet in helping to launch Prophets in a Season. And he's talking specifically about decreeing and proclaiming in this time, in this season, you know, this power of life and death in the tongue. And so often, many Christians, John, are looking for somebody else to say it, but every one of us has to say
it. That's
right. We have to begin to believe what we're saying. And if you say to this mountain, it'll be cast in the sea, it'll be done, and believe in your heart and don't doubt, it's to get in agreement with what God's doing. That's why you need to hear these prophetic words. You need to watch BFN TV because that's what we're talking about.
That's right.
And that's why you see our intros over and over again, because we want you to
continue
to wash that over you. There's so much negative, wrong, false things going on. And it's good news. There's great news. God is showing himself mighty. It's a POTUS shield, prophetic order of the United States. Also stands for President of the United States.
Only but God, right?
You know, what we're going to do, you know, we have a prayer community, VFN Prayer and Fasting Community. We meet every Monday for 24 hours, and we take shifts now. Somebody will pray for 3 hours, and other person, people will pray for three. We pray for 24 hours consecutively.
Right.
You know, we're not 7 days a week like the IHOP is, but we're going to add that in and call it the POTUS Shield. And we're going, you get to the POTUSShield.org, I believe. You see it on your screen right now. You go to their website. But I just challenge you to make that part of your prayer. When you hear these words come out from whatever, and you also hear you'll definitely hear them from VFN TV, then, you know, begin to just make that part of your prayer life. Print it off, type it out, write it out, and say, you know, I'm going to agree with this. I'm going to speak it out. Everybody I talk to, I'm going to talk about it. This is what's going to happen. And if you'll speak into darkness, light, guess what happens? The darkness goes away. Here is Bill Hammond nailing this thing, talking about it's this very season. We have a 3-month season. We really have to begin to lock in because it is a give and take. It's give and take. It's, you know, it's ebbing and flowing. But if we'll lock in and begin to decree and proclaim like he's talking about, and of course, like Frank Amedia is talking about, and like Lord is revealing to us, then it's going to happen. But let's listen to Bill Hammond now.
Praise God, you're alive and active in this year of 2017 when God is moving in a mighty way. God showed me these next 3 months are so crucial that we hear the voice of God and we walk close to God. We got to pray for our leadership and really be close to what God's saying because we're in a transition and it's teeter-tottering back and forth. The devil is against the Christian advancement and the kingdom advancement, but God is for us, and this is our year of divine reversal from the old to the new and from the Antichrist spirit to the Christ spirit and the body of Christ, and God's raising up people with a voice. And this is no time to be silent. We prayed and believed God, but now we have to really pray, really decree, and do warfare. I'm leading people in warfare wherever I go. We're tearing down strongholds, pulling down principalities and power. We are God's warriors. We are God's army. We are God's people that's called to establish God's kingdom and demonstrate his glory and cause the earth to be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This year is a vital, pivotal, turning year. And if we'll obey God and the church will walk like we're supposed to, we're going to see a turnaround, revival in America, and a move of God like never before. God's power is about to be released with anointing, signs and wonders and miracles, and God's going to show himself God. I believe we're back like in the days of Pharaoh, when God said, I need a reputation. Nobody knows who I am. And I've raised up Pharaoh for this purpose. I'm going to go to war with him. When I get through Egypt, everybody's going to know how great I am. And when I take them through the Red Sea, when I bring them into the land of Canaan, everybody's going to know I am God. And I tell you, the world doesn't know who God is, but God's going to demonstrate his glory. And these next 3 months are so pivotal. Hear the voice of God, move into God's word. Don't listen to the devil. Don't get discouraged, because we're about to break through like never before. And the church is arising. The church is arising. And the carnal church, the lukewarm church, is drifting away. But the present truth, move of God, activated army of the Lord, is moving, taking territory, and being the instrument in the hand of God to reverse the curse that's on this land and bring forth the blessing of God. We are God's delegated authority to execute his purposes and do his will. So I would charge you and challenge you. These next three months, let's really press in, battle, go for it, because God's for us. Who can be against us? And we're on the move. The army of the Lord is on the offensive, aggressive, possessing, and taking dominion in the heavenly realm, tearing down strongholds, and establishing the kingdom so the natural world can fulfill what they're supposed to do. God bless you. Be alert and be alive, because this is the day the Lord's made. Let's be active. Let's be warriors. Let's be on the offensive. We're God's delegated authority. Let's execute that authority and see your kingdom come and his will be done on earth, in America, and around the world as it is in heaven. God bless you. Charge on in God. Amen.
As Christians, we are God's delegated authority here on earth, and we have to begin to decree it and proclaim it. That's why it's important for you to hear the word of the Lord, to hear what he's saying in the season that he's saying it. In this three-month time frame, it's time for us, not only just during this 3 months, he just profess it all the time, but really begin to lock in, which means stop listening to the negative, twisted, dark, fake, you know, news that are attacking our country, attacking our Constitution, attacking our executive branch and our Congress, and begin to lock into these words. God's going to do great things, and you have to proclaim it, and you have to declare it, and lock in and watch what God begins to do. Returning us to our Judeo-Christian values, starting with the Supreme Court all the way through, break our anointing. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I even decree over our audience right now,
yes,
Lord, that you are moving. The breaker anointing's coming over them. Boldness and confidence and faith is coming over them. And they're going to speak with affirmations. They're going to speak with firmness, no more double-mindedness, that clarity is coming to you, and you're going to begin to speak out and proclaim, and you're going to go to VFNTV.com, you're going to get those prophecies and begin to line your heart up with what God is doing this day. If he said it, you believe it and declare it, and you're going to see it come to pass. God is turning this country around, even the nations around, but I just decree that over you right now, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.